Some of the people working hardest to stop the death penalty are nowhere near as famous. They're the lawyers who represent death row inmates, often for no fee. One of them is a Dutchman, Bert Stoppert. He runs a legal advice center in New Orleans. Bert spoke with our North American Affairs editor, Ferry Biederman.
I was working while I was studying law in the Netherlands. I was working with Amnesty International, the international human rights organization. And as part of that work, I had a lot of contact with groups in the U.S. that worked against the death penalty, and groups and some lawyers. And one of them invited me over in 1989 to come work for that organization. That was the Virginia Coalition on Jails and Prisons in Richmond, Virginia. And I had just graduated from law school here. I was interested. I had been wanting to do something more direct against the death penalty, and it was a great opportunity.
Were you interested as a lawyer, or was it a personal interest, or is there something in your Dutch background, perhaps, that makes you interested in the death penalty in a Western country like the United States?
Well, I think actually a mixture of all those things. I wanted to be a lawyer from like age 12 on, so I knew I wanted to be a lawyer. That was one thing. Within Amnesty, when I was working there, I always thought it was very important to work on a country like the U.S., on a Western country, because I think we sound a little hypocritical if we go around the world telling everybody, well, you can't violate human rights, you got to live the treaties and the different covenants that have been signed, but then our own backyard is not clean. We ourselves, as the Western countries, violate human rights. And so I think we lose all moral standing if we then go to China and say, well, you can't execute people the way you do it, while the U.S. still has the death penalty. So that's important, too. And then I think personally, when I was quite young, 19, a very close friend of mine died of leukemia. And he struggled for about 2 years. And the doctors and everyone else did everything they possibly could to save his life. And he was very afraid of dying. And I talked to him quite a lot about that and about his fears and about the whole process. And somehow out of that experience, I had something like, well, I can't imagine that you would consciously inflict that kind of pain and suffering on anyone because I think we're all afraid of dying. I think we're all gonna die. That's a certainty. But for someone to determine that moment, you know, to the minute exact, is an extreme amount of torture, especially when, as it happens sometimes, that gets done over and over and over again. I had a client in Louisiana. He had 14 execution dates over the years. So 14 times he went through the process where someone told him, you're going to die that and that date, that and that time. And then sometimes at the very last minute, something changed.
Which was also your doing as his lawyer.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. And when people are concerned about the fact that, you know, it's torture in and by itself, that people on death row have to stay on death row so long, I always say, well, you know, I'm part of that. As far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing, too, that, you know, we can prolong the executions as long as we can. But I also understand that it's a horrible experience for our clients. And the European Commission of Human Rights, in a case a number of years ago, said that's what they call the death row phenomenon, that, you know, the waiting in and by itself can be perceived as a form of torture.
Are you hypocrites and liars in the temple-seeking game? Are you senators and lawyers with your motives to explain? Are you victims and you heroes, your petitions to complain? Are you murderers and martyrs on the fields where you lay slain? On the just and unjust, alike it does rain. The quality of mercy is not strange. Yes, vengeance and revenge, they're just two words for pain. And the quality of mercy is not strange.
You've named your foundation after one of your clients. Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Yeah, his name was Ronnie Hoke. He was someone who was executed on December 16th, 1996 by the state of Virginia. I was present for his execution. I witnessed it. It was a client of mine whom I had met quite soon after I went to the United States in 1989. And I had worked on his case, and I had become kind of one of his, you can call it friends, certainly from his side to mine. I was definitely one of his friends. Those kind of relationships happen, especially in death penalty cases, where during the course of your work, you really spend hours and hours and hours with your client, and you get to research and investigate someone's background, every detail of the background. You basically talk to everybody that ever knew the person, and so you can't help so you